tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The death of the former president of Yemen confirmed. Yemen's former president Ali Abdullah Saleh has been killed. His party confirmed on Monday as a video showing what appeared to be his corpse circulated on social media. The 75-year-old Saleh ruled Yemen for more than three decades before he was ousted under popular and political pressure in 2012, but continued to wield power behind the scenes, forming an alliance with the Iran-backed Houthis. His death comes 2 days after the alliance appeared to have fallen apart. On Saturday, Saleh denounced the Houthi militia and suggested restoring ties with Saudi Arabia. The rebels, who announced his death earlier Monday, claimed that Saleh was on his way to Saudi Arabia when he was killed, calling his death the foiling of what they claim was his attempt at a coup against an alliance he never believed in. President Donald Trump has expressed sympathy for his former national security adviser, Michael Flynn, saying Flynn had been treated unfairly by investigators looking into Russia's influence on the 2016 presidential election. Flynn pleaded guilty on Friday to lying to the Federal Bureau of Investigation last January about his contacts with Russia's ambassador to the United States. The conversation came weeks before Trump's inauguration. The president compared Flynn's lies to the FBI with comments made by his presidential rival Hillary Clinton when asked by federal investigators about her emails. Now, the president noted Clinton was not under oath when she spoke to the FBI, while Flynn was. However, former FBI Director James Comey testified last July that Clinton did not lie to FBI agents investigating her use of a private email server as Secretary of State.